Support for KPLU comes from Baird. Employee-owned and privately held, Baird offers financial advice and services with clients' best interests in mind. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
We are turning up the energy today. It's trumpet player and singer Lance Buller and the Road Stars. They'll be celebrating the music of the Three Louis. What Louis? Only the greatest. Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima, a trio of iconic band leaders who always seem to be having the time of their lives. And that's what we're getting today. We're going to have a pair of guest singers with the band on the way. But for now, please welcome Ted Dorch on sax, Chris Spencer guitar, Chuck Kistler bass, Ken French at the drums, Lance Buller blowing trumpet. It's Lance Buller and the Road Stars. and the Road Stars live in the studios here at KPLU. Great stuff all around. Ted Dortch, sax, Chris Spencer, guitar, Chuck Kistler, bass, Ken French at the drums, Lance Buller, the Louis.
The Louis, the three Louis. Well, the way this particular show came up, maybe 15, 20 years ago, something like that, I realized that three of my biggest idols, both in playing and in just how being a showman, they all had the first same name, Louis. Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima. So I said, gee, that's funny. I should write a song. And usually you don't do that. You go, that would have been nice, but I actually did. And then the song became a basis of a set for jazz festivals and then became a show on cruise ships. And now I fleshed the whole thing out. And it's even bigger. We got almost 2 hours of music doing the music of Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima.
Fantastic. Now, as a trumpeter, I'm sure the first Louis for you was Louis Armstrong. Can you tell us what Satchmo means to you?
He's the best. I mean, with really, you couldn't have jazz as it is today without Louis Armstrong. Not only the music, but just on how to front, how to be a positive influence on people. I listened to the Ken Burns documentary. People had talked about how when they saw Louis Armstrong, they could realize that a person of color could become something great in the eyes of everybody. And so he did so much musically and socially.
Now, the three Louis we're talking about, Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, Louis Prima, a variety of styles. These guys covered a lot of territory. Was it difficult for you to fit their styles together in a show?
It's challenging.
Yeah.
The first part is finding a band that's able to play all these styles. Unfortunately, all these cats in the Road Stars can do it. So we're going from the 20s with Louis Armstrong right up to the 60s. And that's just talking about Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
You know, his career lasted 40 years. You know, the famous story is that he knocked the Beatles out of first place on records with Hello Dolly. So, and then, you know, Louis Jordan was sort of like the father of rhythm blues, and rhythm blues became rock and roll. And then Louis Prima, he was just such a showman. And also, a lot of people don't know, he wrote that song, Sing, 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 that became famous for Benny Goodman. So it was hard it is challenging to fit all this stuff in and to find the talent. But fortunately, we have guys like Bernie Jacobs and Laura Rossack, and it's just terrific.
Let's bring Bernie up to the microphone. I wanted to ask him a question as we kick into his focus, his feature up next. Bernie Jacobs, a triple threat and then some. Master of flute as well as saxophones, a terrific singer. He leads the Bernie Jacobs Quartet. Bernie, you've made a career out of moving easily between jazz and rhythm and blues and pop and R&B style and all the classic blues too, not unlike the flexibility of the three Louis that we're talking about. Have you always had a lot of musical flexibility, or is that something you had to develop?
Actually, I kind of had to develop it. I started out as a beatnik bebopper. Mm-hmm. And then in Virginia, there was no jazz to play in the 70s, so I ended up playing in various and sundry funk bands, you know, Tower Power type things.
Sure.
And as a result of that, I had to actually buy a saxophone and figure out how to do those parts. But I found that I really enjoyed doing all the different things. And even, you know, inside of a tune, I might sing three different parts. So I'd be toot, ha, toot, toot, ha, you know, so it was a lot of fun. And I realized that jazz was not the only music in the world, and as a result, I became a lot more versatile. And as a result of just liking music, period. So it's just good music. It's either good music or it's not.
Right on. Let's hear Bernie do his thing now. Lance Buller and the Road Stars with Bernie Jacobs, live in the studios here at KPLU.
One, two, three. Head for the station with my back on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Max. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, shaboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, shaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, shaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of a rack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open days the man with the knack, so I put it right back in the rack. Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, shoo-woogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Take me right back to the track. By the railroad track and live the life of Riley in a beaten down shack. So when I hear the whistle, I can peek through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling the track. Oh, I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie, woo woo, woo woo, choo boogie, choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Lance Buller and the Road Stars live in the studios here at KPLU. Special guest Bernie Jacobs on vocals and sax, doing his Louis Jordan thing there. Louis Jordan, Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, all these guys really crossed over the boundaries of their genres, whether that was R&B or jazz or swing music. They really were, they had a fan base that just broke free of all of those things. And I think a lot of that had to do with their performance style. They got up on stage and there was just no denying you were going to have a fun time with them. And I wonder if their performance style has been an inspiration to you as well.
Exactly, Abe. Now I know why you do what you do, because you just know. Yeah, it's they're all about having a good time. They're serious about their music, but it stops there. They're just having a good time. I coined a phrase a few years ago called party jazz, and then the reason for that music, party jazz, is just to have a good time. It's for the production and promotion of a good time, like you're at a party.
Now, back to talking about a live performance. I know you spent some time, a little of Lance Buller's history. He was down in Vegas on the scene down there in your 20s, and you hooked up for a number of years with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and there's a new movie out. I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
Yeah, actually. I'm very excited. Are you in the movie?
No. But I'm going to see if there's anyone playing me. It'll be nice, because that was within like 3 years, and that was like a master's degree in music.
I heard it's Ryan Gosling as Lance Buller. But
why that
check
guy?
On that. But I wonder if that experience helped you in your performance of jazz music, if that informed your jazz playing at all.
It taught me how to be a band leader, taught me how to treat people, and how to produce things. I learned from the masters. It was great how to do a studio session, how to do all that stuff, how to take care of a band. And so they have no reason not to do their best because you take care of everything.
Right on.
Did you guys get those donuts, guys?
We're going to bring up another guest of the show right now, someone who's just learning some of these things on how to treat people nice and how to sing like a star. In fact, she's become a star. Laura Rosok just won the high school category last year, I believe, the Kobe Jazz Vocalist Queen Contest. That was last year. And just recently named Downbeat Magazine's High School Jazz Vocalist of the Year. And she'll graduate high school next week. How about that? Laura Rosok, I wonder if you could give us an insight what the key to your success has been so far. Who's been your biggest inspiration and teacher?
Oh my goodness, that's definitely difficult. I think so. This all started, you know, I was new to jazz back in seventh grade, but my my voice teacher, Darla Pumphrey, originally introduced me to the art of jazz, and I was in a number of choirs, and I think. Well, it started sixth grade honor choir, and then I had my junior high choirs, and then I've been in choir ever since, as well as jazz choirs. and have been taking weekly voice lessons today from Darla Pumphrey. But also, my parents have just been very, very supportive. They take me to all of my events, no matter where they are, including Japan. So they have really helped me a lot in this whole process.
How about that? Let's hear it for Laura's folks for helping out. Got to support your kids when they're wanting to make music. And very excited to present, I believe, in her radio debut,
yes,
Laura Rosok with Lance Buller and the Road Stars live on KPLU.
Oh, I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. And you have a certain little cute way of learning with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. Going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you've sure started something with them, their eyes. And you better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, they're saints, you're lurking in them, their eyes.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into all of them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with all of them, their eyes. Make me feel so beauty, make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no styling, baby, in a great big way for you. My heart is thumping, you started something with all of them, their eyes. Now you better watch out if you wise, little blue eyes. Oh, they sparkle, oh, they bubble. Get you in a whole lot of trouble. There's danger lurking, you're overworking in them.
Into them, their eyes.
You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes.
They make me feel so happy. They make me blue.
Feel so blue.
I'm falling, no stalling.
Maybe in a great big word for you.
My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes.
And you better watch out if you wise, don't you know?
They sparkle.
They bubble.
They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble.
There's danger lurking in.
Oh, danger lurking in
there.